Hello, denizens of planet Earth. This is the Dr. Arthur Boston Floyd podcasting to you from the Starship Think on These Things of the Imagination. Think on These Things is sponsored by StarsGazette.com website. The StarsGazette.com website is committed to enhancing the understanding of the different types of insurances and their advantages and disadvantages. In the previous podcast, we discussed flexible insurance policies that included variable life and universal life insurances, where they have a separate account besides the death benefit. These separate accounts can earn interest and accumulate cash value for other uses. On this podcast, we will talk about the separate account, otherwise called an annuity. An annuity is an insurance contract designed to provide retirement income. The term annuity refers to a stream of payments guaranteed for some period of time. That might be for life of the annuitant until the annuitant reaches a certain age or for a specific number of years. The actual amount to be paid out may or may not be guaranteed, but the stream of payments itself is, because an annuity can provide an income for the rest of someone's life, the contract has a morality guarantee. When you think about a retirement's greatest fear, it is typically outliving his income. This product can take away the fear. Insurance companies introduced the variable annuity as an opportunity to keep pace with inflation. For this potential advantage, the investor assumes the investment risk rather than the insurance company. Because the investor takes on the risk, the product is considered a security. Individuals who are both insurance licensed and security licensed are eligible to sell variable insurance products. These contracts also include the death benefit. The beneficiary will receive the greater of the contribution amount or the current value of the if the owner dies during the accumulation period. The premium payments for a variable annuity are invested in what is called the separate account. The separate account comprises various sub-accounts that behave like the diversified portfolio of mutual funds. We'll just call them mutual funds to make it short. These accounts will have various objectives to choose from, such as growth, income, and growth and income. The returns in the separate account are not guaranteed, and therefore a loss of principal is possible. The most common annuity contract is one that has tax-deferred investment gains with the promise that the investment savings and gains will provide income in the future in the form of regular distributions. These days, human life expectancy can go well beyond a minimum retirement age, so retirees are looking for a guaranteed lifetime income that is consistent, safe, and secure. Now, the choices for annuities are life only options, life with period certain, life with refund, or joint and survivor life. Life only or straight life options will pay the largest amount to the beneficiary as long as they live, regardless of how long that might be. Upon their death, no further payments are made. Life with period certain also pays an income for as long as the beneficiary is alive. However, the beneficiary selects a payment, typically 5, 10, or 20 years, can be chosen, and payments are guaranteed to be made for at least that number of years. If the beneficiary dies before the end of the selected period, payments continue to another person for the rest of the payments. The life and refund settlement option pays an income for as long as the beneficiary is alive. life, but also guaranteed total payment will be at least the amount of the death benefit if the beneficiary dies before the term total of payment reaches the death benefit. The balance is paid to another person. The payments to the other person is either the remainder of the death benefit, or it is in installments. Joint and survivor life settlement options continue paying a benefit for as long as either beneficiary lives. This option is often used when married couples will be receiving the payments after the death of the first beneficiary at the same or reduced payment amount is paid to the survivor, selecting a reduced payment for the secondary benefit. This will allow for a larger payment while both beneficiaries are alive. Thank you very much, denizens of planet Earth, for your indulgence. And until we rendezvous again, I bid you a farewell and let the forces be with you. And remember to revisit starsgazette.com. Send us an email whenever you have a question or you have something to contribute. Thank you very much.